to the VIP Show podcast. This is José Aristimuño, bringing you the biggest names in the game of business, entrepreneurship, and life to help you level up, get inspired, and become the most successful you. You already know the VIP Show. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the VIP Show. It's your host, José Aristimuño. You know, we're getting ready for Q4 here. We're in the last sort of leg of 2023. Years are in place for 2024 to begin. I can't even think I'm even saying that it's amazing. But I got a really, really cool guest today, all the way from San Antonio, Texas. She's a Latina. She's a coach. She's a speaker, author, entrepreneur. And she is the amazing Amber Ibarra. Amber, welcome to the VIP Show.
Thank you so much for having me here. I appreciate it. And I love the show. So I'm excited to be here with you.
Thank you. The pleasure is all mine. Amber, before we talk about your career as a coach, speaker, author, and all the cool things that you got going on, I want to go a little bit back and I want to ask you, who was Amber Ibarra, the little girl growing up?
You know, I've never been asked that question. I would say, so I grew up in Uvalde, Texas, really small town, about an hour and a half south of San Antonio. Love the town that I grew up in. I was more of an artist. I was on stages as a kid. So I was the little girl that you'd see singing songs. I'd sing the national anthem for all the rodeos and the basketball games. And I grew up in a pretty small family, I'd say, especially as a Latina, you know, just me and my brother and my two parents. So
interesting. Okay. So You've been a creative, or you've been a child of the arts, right? I mean, in this case, obviously, singing and things like that, which, you know, it could be maybe correlated to you being now a speaker, right? I mean, if you like to sing, you like to speak, you like to communicate, right? Singing, I feel it's a kind of like it's a language, right? Music is a language. Right. It's a type of communication and speaking. So how did you sort of, why coaching, why speaking on stages and things like that?
Speaking really just came about the last, I'd say, year and a half. And back in 2018, I went through what I call a business divorce. I had built a construction company with a partner, but the partnership didn't work. So we should have sold it, but we dissolved it. And I found myself starting from the ground up. It was a really difficult time. And for me, the turning point was self-development. And so after a few years of investing in myself in that world, I thought, great, I've healed. I have this message to share with the world now. And I've done my due diligence of building what I want to coach people on. So it felt really natural to just get back on stage. I've been on different stages in my life. So speaking sounded great. One of the first big stages that I ever got on actually was the 10X stage.
That's a pretty good stage to, you know, to start at.
Little intimidating. Okay. Yeah. A lot intimidating, and made it pretty high. I believe I got like top 40 with this new show that's coming out. And I'm just like, you know, this feels really comfortable, but I got a lot of work to do. And well, the work, you got to kind of put the reps in order to really get better and to really serve people the right way. So that's what I've been doing. I've been putting the reps in.
I love it. I love it. That's a great way of putting it. Grant Cardone, Uncle G, has been on the VIP show. So shout out to Mr. Grant Cardone, and Elena Cardone has also been on the show. And actually, I just came back from Miami. I was at his 10X business boot camps. So yeah, Grant's a great mentor, great coach. I mean, anything you can think of. Let me tell you this. Let me ask you this, because now that we're on this subject of coaching, of speaking, and me as a marketer, I have to ask this: how important would you say is branding, personal branding, and marketing in your business today?
Integral. Everyone has a brand and they don't even realize it. And it's really about how you like utilize it. Also, there are so many best kept secrets out there that aren't seeing the light of day. Their ideas are being hidden. Their voices are down here when they should be sharing their knowledge and stories. And I really feel like everyone deserves to be on some kind of stage, be it podcast, radio. You should be sharing your message at some capacity. especially with the free tools that we have right now. And it's only become easier with things like AI. So
100%. Yeah. ChatGPT and all those wonderful tools that we have at our disposal. You know, it's interesting. You said, Jose, you know, I had a construction business. I dissolved it. I had to dissolve it with my partner. And then I had to kind of start from scratch. There are many people who are listening to the show who might be starting a business for the first time, or maybe had a prior business, didn't work out, and they're not kind of like being reborn into a different business, especially during COVID. I think a lot of people went out of business during COVID-19 and were maybe forced to put their creative juices, to play a little bit and figure out, okay, what am I going to do next? So for people who are maybe at that stage of their life right now, what tips would you give them for them if they're looking to start a new business and they don't even know where to start?
I would say it sounds very simple, but it's common knowledge, not common practice. We get so caught up with the LLC and the website. Make a decision, stick to it. You're not marrying your color scheme. You're not marrying your one-liner, right? Your elevator pitch you're telling people. Just decide. Decide you're going to go this direction. Do it for a deeper reason. Have a why behind it, so that when it gets hard, because it's going to get really hard, that helps you keep to pushing forward. And just remember that you're not starting from scratch, right? You're starting from some kind of level of this knowledge base that you have in this particular industry that only you have because of the things that you've accumulated throughout your own personal life path. So take all of that and go create the thing.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And I think you're right on point when you say, you know, marrying the color scheme, you know, marrying the brand, the elevator pitch. You can change those things. And actually, they should change. They should evolve, right? I mean, I'll be surprised if you get it from the get-go, right? So it's 100%. It's evolving. And I think business is a constant evolve. It's an evolution, right, per se. I'm a little curious about the author part. How many books have you written? Tell me a little bit more about that.
So I have the one book. Okay. It's published it a few years ago, Thriving Into 30. It's a 30 Things Guide for the Growth Mindset Girl. And it's so funny. I've gotten asked this before. And even if you have a very large male base, I'm pretty sure you know some woman in your life, whether it's a sister, a mom, a cousin, girlfriend, someone. This book I really wrote for myself because I was already a business owner and had gone through all these things, traveled the world, did all these great things and came to this crumbling part in my career. And there was just no advice out there for someone turning my age that was really into self-development. If you go look and you search, there's no other thing for women in their 30s. So I decided to write the book and thus was Thriving Into 30.
I love it. And it's a great name. And I'll say, you know, it's funny, and I don't know if you agree with me with this, but a lot of times the businesses that are born and our ideas are problems that we have in our own life. Like, you wrote this book because you needed to maybe self-reflect, or maybe, like you said, as a journal, and this beautiful thing came about. A lot of times business is problems. You're looking for solutions to problems in your own life, and then you figure something out, and then you take it out to the masses, and boom, you know, your life sort of changes. So I really do think that we all have a beautiful thing called our DNA, and we're all unique. There might be other people that do PR and marketing, but there's only one Jose Testimonio that does PR marketing. There might be many people who are coaches and speakers, but there's only one Amber Ibarra that does coaching and speaking, right? And your story, Amber, is unique, right? It's only you can tell your story the way that you tell your story. Do you have a favorite moment? I'm curious to know. In the serial entrepreneur that you are, as a coach, as a speaker, as an author, is just maybe a memory or one event you're like, Jose, this event reaffirmed that I love what I do?
I feel like I am blessed to have that on a regular basis. I really come from very, very humble beginnings. So I don't ever take for granted any opportunity or person that comes my way. So for me, it's really in the day to day. To me, it's the fact that I get to live a lifestyle that allows me the freedom that what I call freedom. What, you know, like, what is freedom to me? I feel like I'm able to live that because I can use my time the way I want to. And So to me, it's in the kind of smaller, mundane day-to-day things. And if I, again, going along with you though, with that bigger question, I'd say some of the bigger moments was rebuilding the construction company by myself. It was reinventing myself after coming from the fashion industry and completely doing a 360 into construction. It was when I got on the 10X stage and I had made it so far and got to meet the amazing, you know, Grant and Elena. I just knowing that I could do hard things and that can have this track record and keep proving to myself that I'm fearful, but I do it anyway. That ignites me to really just get back up. Cool. This happened. Awesome. Get back up. You know,
100%. Yeah. And look, like, for any of us that are listening to the show that might be on the sales arena and you know, talking about Grant Amber, I'm looking at, she's got a bunch of books. So, you know, I already can tell you like to read, but you got a great book behind you that says Sell or Be Sold, which is one of my favorite books. And everything's a sale, right? Whether you're selling to your girlfriend to marry you, or you're selling to your spouse to go on a date, or you're selling to your kid to agree on whatever, you know, or a business deal, right? So we're always selling in our everyday life. You know, do you consider selling and sales to be an important part of your business? And how do you integrate selling into your own business?
I love this question. You know, I used to be so afraid of sales. It used to feel intimidating to me and icky, as I feel some people still could feel that way. And now it's just the name of the game. Now it's just, I believe in the things that I sell with such depth and heart that to me, it's just another part of the process. It's like telling me that, it's like someone telling me that I could get business without having to talk to people or communicate. Mm-hmm. That's a lie.
That's right.
Well, you also can't build anything without selling, like you just mentioned, whether you're selling to your girlfriend a relationship or you're selling someone and negotiating a really big contract. Same thing.
Yeah, no, totally. No, so important. I agree with you. And you have to love it. You have to believe in your own products. And clearly you do, and I do. So it's almost like you're not selling anything. You're just literally just telling people your story and how this thing can help you, right?
Yeah. If I could add too, I feel like the issue too sometimes, and I'm looking back at, you know, Amber 5, 7 plus years ago, it's like when you're coming from a scarcity mindset, or you're in a place, you know, Maslow's hierarchy, and you're right at the very bottom, which is you're not feeling safe, you're not feeling secure, then of course selling is going to feel like very difficult. It's going to feel like you're really trying to get the words out like I'm doing right now, because I don't know how not to try to sell. And it's just going to be really difficult. So when you're able to kind of flow in a better state of mind and with ease, I feel like the sell comes better when you're not coming from a scarcity mindset.
Yeah.
When you believe enough and you're not begging for the sell, but you know your value and you're willing to ask for that value, and then you're willing to stick with that value, you're willing to sit in that uncomfortable silence, that's where the magic starts to happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm with you 100%. 100%. What you got going on? We got a couple months left in 2023. 2024 is just around the corner. What is Amber Ibarra got cooking for 2024?
Yeah, for 2024, lots of stages, lots of, you know, both digital podcasts and actual physical stages here in the States. The goal is to definitely book one out of the country. That is my journey currently. And I'm on my second book with my concept called Remodel You, which I work and coaches on. So
I love it. I love it. Very, very excited about that. You're listening to the VIP show. I'm your host, Jose Testimonio. We're speaking with the amazing Amber Ibarra. Amber, if people want to work with you, they want to learn from you, they want to communicate with you, where can people find you?
Best place is the DMs. So you can check me out at Instagram. I'm at Amber Ibarra. That's AmberYBarra.
Boom. She said it right here on the VIP show. Amber, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.